Leroy Jordan out in Texas. Leroy, I hope you're doing well, sir.
And I'm doing well. Going to miss our best friend. You know, he has been, we've been together for 52 years, I guess. So, been longtime friends and buddies.
You know, Leroy, I was going back and I was trying to do a little bit of research, but Dozier, Alabama to XL is just a little bit over an hour drive. Did you guys know each other growing up, maybe in high school football or such?
No, we didn't travel very far back then playing football games, you know. 10 or 15 miles away was a pretty good trip back then, I guess.
When did you meet Coach Moore for the first time? I mean, obviously you played with him here, but when did you have a chance to meet Coach Moore and was obviously teammates?
Well, I met him when I came to the university as a freshman. He was a year ahead of me, and so was recruited the year before, and so I met him immediately when I got there, and he was one of the most likable people in the world, and so we were sweet mates for several years, and best friends for life.
Leroy, when did you realize that it was as bad as what people were talking? And, you know, obviously when he gave up the AD position, when did you realize that we could really lose Coach Moore in the next few weeks?
Well, I was optimistic, up until the end, really, because I heard he was getting stronger, and I felt a fighter that he was. He had a chance to make it if anyone could. So I was hoping he would get to have the lung transplant and have many more years with us at the University of Alabama.
We're talking with Leroy Jordan. We're talking about the Coach Mal Moore legacy. And Leroy, understanding the business side of everything and making that transition from a player to a coach to an administrator, also the business side. Man, you Coach Bryant guys, not just did you learn how to play football, but you guys learned how to build an operation. You do it right now with your lumber business there in Texas and throughout the Southeast. You guys learned a lot of how to live the day of the game of life from Coach Bryant as well.
Well, we did, and he taught us what teamwork was, and no matter what business you were in, you had to have teamwork and everyone doing their particular job and taking care of their particular responsibilities, and if you did, things would be successful, and if you worked hard every day and you had goals to meet, and once you met them, you turn around and set them higher and work to meet them again, you know. So that was just the way Coach Bryant taught us to live.
As we look at Coach Mal Moore's legacy, what will you remember him for? I know a lot of us will have different thoughts about Coach Moore, but maybe if you could share a story or just a memory about Coach Moore, how will you remember Coach Moore?
Well, he just had a good sense of humor and was a very likable person, and he had a knack of getting people to, you know, understand him and want to do it the way he wanted it done, and to really work hard to get that done. So I had my mother always bake me a pecan pie when I went home, and I brought one or two back every week and when I was at home, and I had one piece left over one day, and I was kind of really set on coming back to the dorm and having that piece of pie that night. And when I got there, it was gone. And I quizzed all the roommates. He was my sweet mate and our sweet mate. And I quizzed all the guys, and nobody fessed up to it. And I think it was about 5 or 10 years later before Mel and I ever talked about that piece of pecan pie that disappeared, because I think he thought I was really going to be angry about it, but I just wanted to you know, rib him a little bit or whoever got it, you know. So,
Leroy, when you say, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. When you say suite mate, is that roommates? Help us understand that a little bit.
Well, suite mates back then was two rooms that shared a bath, so in the shower. A potty in the shower, so that's how dorms were made back then. And so it was four guys in two rooms with sharing a bath is what I call a suite mate. So.
Leroy, for people that haven't met Mal before, if you were telling a friend about Mal Moore, how would you describe him?
Well, just the most genuine person that you would ever meet. He had such a sincere, you know, manner about him that was just, you know, just delightful. And he was not loud or overbearing or pushy, but he didn't have to be. He set out the directions that, you know, for the staff there, and you know, they worked to fulfill those objectives and so forth. And Mal was just a guy who created harmony and created and brought out the best in people that he was working with and that were working for him.
Now, he's a guy that won a lot of championships in many different capacities. As a competitor, why was he so successful?
Well, I think he had that burning desire to be a champion, and, you know, we got that burst of it there in 1961 when we won the national championship, and I don't think most of us guys that were on that team ever will forget you know, what it felt like, because it was a tremendous feeling and a tremendous pride in the University of Alabama itself, and not just the football team, it was the University of Alabama had won that national championship. So I think Mal felt that, and he got that across to everyone else out there, whether it was supporters, you know, financial supporters, alumni, business people, whatever. Mal was able to get his feelings across to people about the University of Alabama and how we could grow the university to be something extremely special, and it's certainly there now.
We are talking with Leroy Jordan, one of the great linebackers that ever wore the crimson jersey. Forget about linebackers, one of the great players that ever had a chance to wear the crimson jersey. He was drafted in the first round by the Dallas Cowboys. He's a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. His teammate, as he's described tonight, something I did not know, a suite mate, was Coach Moore there at the University of Alabama during his playing days. Leroy, let's go back a couple of years, because you just talked about it a couple of minutes ago, the fundraising that Coach Moore was able to produce. Yes, he's known as a player. Yes, he's known as a coach. But what he was able to do is something Alabama will be able to benefit from years to come. When he was able to go out to guys like yourself and to boosters of the University of Alabama and to say, you know what we're going to try to do? We're going to try to reestablish Alabama as a pinnacle of college football. And we're going to accomplish this by adding to the facilities. Would that be a part of carrying that torch during an era of Alabama football that, Leroy, let's just be honest, 3-8s is not Alabama's years. 4s and 7s and 6-6. But Coach Moore was able to take that personality out and be able to raise money with not the great days of Alabama football.
Well, he sincerely felt that we had to upgrade our facilities to compete with the other universities, because he'd been across the country, you know, from the NFL to Notre Dame and other facilities across the country that we were competing against. And he knew that we had to be up there in the class with those people to continue to have championship teams. And he had that vision, and he certainly was able to go out and present that.